Fashion. Nostalgia. Doctor. Who. Shooty. Gatwa. That's right. Today we are talking about the style icon known as the Doctor. We know that in Shooty's first two series, he'll be wearing lots of outfits. But let's look back at all of the other Doctors, because they too are fashion icons. What do you reckon, Troy?
I think that bow ties are cool.
Nice. Roll it. And welcome back to Who's There? A Doctor Who podcast. My name is Crispy. His name is Troy. And we're the hotline that accepts your calls from anywhere in time and space. And today we're talking about fashion. We're talking about fashion with a passion. How are you, Troy?
I'm good, thanks, man. I'm laughing at a very bad joke that I made.
What was your joke, Troy?
Do we really want this on the record?
Yeah.
I have a bottle of water, folks. We are recording in the morning in the UK for the first time in a very long time, and I'm realising that I am no longer a morning person. So apparently the tiniest, most terrible joke just sends me into a laughing fit because I have a bottle of water here. It's branded. It's called Prince's Gate. I'm guessing it involves a prince and a gate, but it says on the side of the bottle, a natural drop of whales, and I thought it'd be really funny to say, how do they fit a whole whale in there? It wasn't very funny. Neither of us really laughed. And then Crispy just said it again like 30 seconds later. And for some reason, the recall of it just made me laugh. So we're here. Welcome to this is going to be a chaotic episode. I just know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Episode 99. We're talking all about fashion and we're just off to the races with this one, really.
Troy and I are on peak form. And fitting a whale in a bottle is one.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
How do they do it? How do they fit a whole whale in that?
I don't know. But what we are doing today is for our beautiful people watching on YouTube, you might see in front of you that we have a tier list with some of the Doctor's most iconic outfits throughout 60 years of television. And so we're going to be ranking a few of them today. And we have some beautiful callers as well. And they're going to say what their favorite one is. We'll have a discussion as to whether we agree with that, and then we will place it on the tier list. That's the plan. That's the general gist of today's episode. How does that sound, Troy?
Sounds pretty good to me. Although we should say that this tier list has got a lot of outfits on there. For one thing, I can see Colin Baker on there 5 times. And let me tell you, I don't know Colin Baker's costume nearly well enough to rate more than one of his outfits. So not everything's going to go on here. This is going to be a very cherry-pick thing because obviously, you know, with our updated runtime, where we don't spend 3 hours talking before the episode starts. We've got to keep it fast, keep it snappy.
Keep it on the best move.
Exactly. And also Spotify will see this video version. I should mention that because Crispy didn't, which means it's a perfect chance for me to say, how you doing, Apple Podcast listeners?
Oh, much love. That is so much rude. Love. So
just,
rude.
Just blame whatever. What's the name of Apple CEO? I don't know. I was going to say Steve Jobs. I'm like, no, he died. And then I was like,
he was.
I was trying to think of who it was. I think is it Tim Cook? Tim Cook is coming to mind.
Let him cook. Has that ever been said?
Tim Cook has not cooked. He needs to cook up the video version for Apple Podcasts.
Correct.
It's down to
beautiful.
Him.
That'll go.
There you go. That's the extent of my humor for today. Thank you all for listening. So Crispy, how are we starting this tier list off?
Well, I thought we could listen to a caller first. So I have many, many on the line. Like, our hotline is full right now. So let's listen to... Who have we got? Let's listen to Grace. Grace the Kiwi.
I've been watching you guys since the very beginning and watching Crispy for like 10 years. Anyway, by the way, when I first saw Troy's hat, I thought it said NZ on it. And why wouldn't it? Because why wouldn't an Aussie and a Kiwi do a podcast together? We've got lots of British people here that sound like that, so the accent wasn't even a problem. But Troy is not a Kiwi. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, the best costume is clearly the 13th Doctor's because I put it together in a second-hand shop, just like the Doctor did, except the coat. I don't have the coat. But it works pretty well without it. I've worn it to cons, author events, even once to a theme park. I find it practical to wear and quirky enough to stand out from the crowd. Plus, Cody looks right in it too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Wow, that's so cool.
I have to do a really bad New Zealand accent.
You can try.
I'll do is just try and do an Aussie one.
You
I
say
know there's
fush
a difference.
Chups?
Say what?
Fush and chups.
Fush and chups.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fush and chups.
That's great.
I'm intrigued as well, though, because you said you put the outfit together in a charity shop. Like, did you find the actual items bar the coast or, like, similar things? Because if Jodie's T-shirt was just chilling in a charity shop somewhere, that would be really, really funny. And then again, it could be Doctor Who merch someone's left in a charity shop.
Yeah,
so it's not impossible.
Aren't you wearing the 13th shirt right now?
I am, and I'm not going to lie to you. This is my PJ top.
Nice.
I've started just wearing, like, my casual, like, XL T-shirts because they're still, like, quite baggy on me. I've put a little bit of weight on since my lowest, but I'm like, you know, it's a little bit baggy still. So it's quite
comfy,
easy for me to...
That's what you want.
Do you know what? It's quite easy for me to leave this T-shirt on and then just fall into a lesson and be like, let's teach, because I haven't got a PJ top that, like, has a ridiculous, like, V-neck line, so I don't look embarrassing. I'm like, I'll just keep this on.
That's
so Geordie Whittaker's teaching them sometimes, you know?
Geordie.
All
right. So, well, where would you place, 13's iconic outfit on the tier list? We have five tiers here. Down the bottom, we have Fashion Disaster. And then we have okay, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, we have it's stylish. Second to the top tier, we have I'd wear that. And then the top tier is fashion icon. So where would you put it, Troy? What do you think?
Well, I would take this quite literally because I have worn that. And I'd say I'd wear that.
Fantastic. That's where it's going.
I think it's a very good outfit. I think it is underrated. People give it some stick and be like, oh, this is quite a bad Doctor's outfit. No, I think it works really well. I think Jodie looks really good in it. And I was surprised that it suited me when I tried it for a cosplay, because I was honestly a bit worried it wouldn't look good. But it's one of my favorite cosplay photos. So I'm like, yeah.
It's fantastic. And you wore it and you stayed up editing one of our episodes in it one time.
In the coat, yeah. I always loved that story where I was just like, it was like 3 a.m. and I suddenly realised, I've still got this coat on and the hood's over my head. What am I doing? Just that moment of realisation where you come back into your body and you're like, why is there a hood over? What am I doing?
Hold on a second. What am I wearing?
Oh,
my goodness.
That's how I get my money out of it. Thanks, Magnolia Clothiers. Not sponsored. All right, Crispy. Do you want to pick an outfit for yourself then? What would you like to pick? And what would you like to talk about?
Okay, well, this one is just purely, purely sentimental. And it is just a little twist on a classic, some would say.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the episode, I haven't talked about it very much, but the episode,
no.
The Impossible Astronaut?
No, never heard you mention it. I actually think it's quite a bad episode. I think you would dislike it as well.
What?
Don't you hear that, folks? It's nothing but silence coming from Crispy.
What? Silence will fall on your face right now, fool. Bang! Oh, no. And Troy will take every advantage he can to fall asleep this episode.
Man, I was up late editing, okay? Don't question it.
Yes. And so I'll be doing the exact same thing because I'm cooking something as well.
What are you cooking? Do you want to tell the listeners at home, the viewers at home?
Oh yeah, I'm watching Classic Who again, guys. That's all.
Oh, that's it. Another 100,000 views incoming, folks.
Maybe. That'd be great. I think it's going to be a fun sequel, and if it does well enough, heck, let's make it a trilogy. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves because I forget every time
June, like...
just how much work is involved. But yeah, so. What are you saying, June?
Said Warner Brothers making June, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
do a sequel. If it does well, we'll do a third.
Yeah. So, my outfit is, of course, the 11th Doctor's outfit, the classic, the bow tie, the tweed jacket, but this time with a Stetson. I think it's a classic.
Oh, that's what's going on. So you have to realise, folks, I mean, you'll see this in the video version, but most of these pictures, the poor Doctors have been decapitated. It's
They're
just
cropped.
Chests, bit of groin in at places, depending on the shot, but not much more beyond that. It's mainly just chest shots. So there are plenty of outfits. There's one that's really funny of Colin Baker's on the second row, which I don't know, depending on how Crispy shows this, you might still see it. But it looks like... Actually, hang on. Is that a mannequin?
Yes, it is a mannequin.
Oh, I was like, Colin Baker's head's been cut off so perfectly, it looked like it was a mannequin. No, it actually is one. Okay. All right,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Where have these pictures come from?
I don't know. I don't know who made this. I don't know who does it.
Okay, so Crispy, where's that outfit going? Where's Impossible going?
Oh, it's... I mean, look, for a lot of these, I think I would wear it, but... it's not an iconic Doctor look. It's just a fun one. It's a throwaway one. Quite literally, the Stetson gets thrown away or shot off the Doctor's head. So I'm just going to go with stylish, like Billie Eilish, right in the middle. Thank you very much. That'll do. That will do.
Bro thinks you're a rap god. What the hell was that? Oh,
sometimes. But hey,
sometimes. I agree, though.
I'm sure that our listeners have as good takes as I did just then. So let's listen to Rhys Ageddon, Dark Lord of All, shall we?
No.
Well, okay, let's listen to Sam.
No, go on, don't skip his message because I said no. Go on, he got to say? Come on,
mate,
Rhys.
You are the other host. I have to listen to you as well.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Rhys, what do you have to say? Hello.
Hello, it is I. What is the best Doctor Who costume? Well, it's obvious. It's Colin Baker's Sixth Doctor's costume. Yes, the bright and colourful one. It is simply iconic and a masterpiece in costume design. Anyone who says they don't like it is either wrong or they're lying. Although, Tom Baker's costumes are all really good, so you could also say those. But I think Colin Baker's the best.
Wow. What? Do you not agree with that, Troy? He's doing a lot of signs with his hands, a lot of confused faces coming towards me right now.
Look, I agree that Colin Baker's costume is grossly underrated. I think it's a very cool outfit, even if Colin wasn't the biggest fan of it at the time and he wanted more of a Ninth Doctor look, and he got a Sixth Doctor look.
Mm.
But the best costume? No. No.
Oh, at all? I think... It's
okay, Crispy, are you really telling me you're going to put Colin Baker in fashion icon?
Well, look, it's the most bold
Crispy,
of the whole list.
Crispy, no,
it's the most bold. It's one out of all of these outfits that I would actually expect to see on a fashion show because it is that outlandish, because it is that loud, because it destroys color theory. Okay. There's a lot of
that makes it good because it's visual diarrhea.
It makes it different. It makes it loud. It makes it not afraid to be who it wants to be. And is that not what Doctor Who is?
What am I supposed to say to that now? You put me in a box, Crispy. I can't say no to that because I'm speechless. Yeah, go on, put it in the top tier.
Okay, but which one? We have so many Colin Bakers to choose from.
Oh, just pick one. Pick one with his face. He's smiling in that one. Pick the one where he's smiling.
Okay, there you go. There you fashion go. Icon, go. Colin Baker. Well done. Congratulations. Oh, you're up the top. Grief. Okay, Troy. Well,
I can't believe our ranking so far is 6th Doctor followed by 13th followed by 11th. That is hideous.
Oh, what a great tier list we have today, folks. I'm very, very excited.
I also have to say, because Crispy hasn't gone full screen in his Google Chrome tab, he could have done that. He could have, you know, he might have made editing a bit easier. I don't know if how he's working it with his monitor plan, but the fact that he hasn't is good, because I can see he's got a document that says Crispy Pro Plan, and I want to know what that is. What's Crispy Pro Plan, Crispy?
You want to know what that is?
I want to know what that is. Spill the beans, but buddy, what's going on? What's Crispy Pro Plan? Are you going to open it?
Let's just have a look.
He's opening it. He's put it on a different window, audio
it's
listeners.
It's a plan. It's a plan from 20... When did we start this podcast? 2022.
We were talking about it end of 2021, I think.
It has a bunch of ideas from 2022. So
okay,
you want...
okay, read out the third idea.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
That's our intermission.
The highs and lows of the Chibnall era. There you go.
Well, you know what? That's a good segue. We're going to give Jodie some more time because why not? Why don't we talk about her 13 Spyfall outfit? Because I can see it staring at me, again decapitated, and I know it's the cardboard cutout image. I can just tell that that's what that is. What do you think about Jodie's Spyfall outfit? Better? Worse than a standard?
Oh, I don't... Gosh, that's tough. I think that it was well suited for the episode because it was an obvious homage to James Bond, that whole cocktail attire, and I think Jodie really, really suited it. So I'm a big fan of it, and I think it's an absolute travesty that 13 really didn't get that many costumes in the end, because, you know, Jodie can rock some looks, but is it better than her original one? I don't know. Maybe, oh, nice bow tie you just put on, sir. Very, very, oh, is that from that?
It's the actual one, the screen used one.
You, that's Jodie's one.
No, not from, like, sorry, filming. Not the one she Jodie, wore, but it's the exact same screen used replica from the same company. I bought it from them, and it has a, look, it says...
I can't believe you have Jodie Whittaker's bow tie.
It says it's worn by the 13th Doctor Who.
Wow, 2020.
Number on it. Yeah. Got cufflinks in here and everything, yeah. I really wanted, because I'm showing you that because I want you to hold me accountable, Crispy, because I've forgotten that was buried in there. Can you hold me accountable and make sure that at some point I do a Jodie Whittaker Spyfall cosplay? Because that was something I was planning, like, 2 years ago, and I've never done, mainly because I couldn't find a really good tuxedo jacket for it, because that dinner jacket thing she has on, that long coat, is gorgeous. That's why I picked it out, because I have a real soft spot for that outfit. I think it just suits her down to the ground. Like, it's got the same kind of pants cut as, like, a standard outfit, but she's kind of tuxedoed it up, and I think the black long coat looks better than a grey long coat, I'm just going to say it. So I really like that one. So I maybe fashion icon shooting, but I definitely also have I'd wear that. I'd absolutely wear that. I'd wear the hell out of that.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a tough call. It's a really tough
call.
Can you imagine, you theoretically, if the Spyfall outfit was her main costume, and then for, you know, a two-parter, she had her iconic costume, the one we know today. Just imagine if those two costumes swapped. How would you feel towards it?
I wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it?
I think what's cool about the Spyfall outfit is it was a special one. Occasionally, the special outfits, the ones you don't see very often, and that's a case I'll make for another one later, I think elevate them and make them cooler, because you go, oh, that was a really cool, that stands out because it only happened a couple of times, and you're like, oh, that looks really good.
Okay.
And I actually think Jodie's standard outfit, if that had happened as like a one-episode outfit, I think everyone would have gone, what is that? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like the reaction would have been different, which is a strange thing to say, but I can just visualise it, like, in like... the Battle of Ranskorav Kolos, she just turns up in that outfit and only in that outfit in that episode, and you go, what was she wearing?
A bit strange. A bit odd.
Was that outfit a first draft too, like the script? Anyway, so...
very good.
We love you, Chibnall.
The highs and lows of the Chibnall era, hey?
Exactly. There you go. So that's the bit completed. I'd say I'd wear that and I'd put it above Jodie's base outfit, if it were me.
I agree. That is where it shall go. That is where it shall
good
be.
Man.
Very, very good. Well done, Troy. Great stuff.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, should we listen to another cheeky caller?
I don't think we should.
Oh, what do you want to do?
I think we should end the episode here.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for listening this week. We really hope you learned something about fashion from two absolute
fashionistas. Can you hear that? The outro music's coming in. Oh, Crispy's got to edit in now.
I'm not doing that at all. I am not doing that in the slightest.
But if you don't put it in now, then you've disappointed the people.
No, I have not. I showed up. And
aren't you all disappointed? May you leave a comment down below and let us know how disappointed you are.
No, absolutely not.
So, Crispy, next caller.
Okay, here we go. I think...
who have we got?
This is Vincent. I'm pretty sure Vincent was the guy that watched The Wedding of
Painted
River Song.
Sunflowers. Oh, right, okay.
Yes. Yes, we know that Vincent too. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey guys, Vincent here. I finally watched the first half of The Wedding of River Song. It was cool. By the way, my favorite costume from Doctor Who is the 11th Doctor's outfit with the bow tie, feet jacket, suspenders, everything. It's amazing. Honorable mentions, the 13th Doctor outfit and the 12th Doctor outfit, especially in Heaven's Sand with the burgundy jacket, white t-shirt, white shirt. That's the Taylor Swift song. Anyway, bye. Bye!
Bye. See you later, Vincent.
The way he ended that so abruptly, like he had a bus to catch. Oh, it's here. Right, I got to go. Bye, everyone. Oh,
bye. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Few things to go through. So we've talked a bit about 11th Doctor, but we do have a couple of other pictures of 11th Doctor. So do you want to pick a Series 5 one out? Because I'm guessing he means the Series 5 look.
I mean,
he said bow tie, suspenders.
Yeah. I think there are. Yeah, there's like slight variations, hey, throughout his time, but it's the same. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Go for the cool swirly image. Go for that cool swirly image.
That's one we're doing. What do you think about that one? The old university professor look.
I mean, personally, I would rank all of the Series 5 variants in the same tier. So, like, the fact we've put Impossible Astronaut in its stylish would make me want to put the Series 5 version in its stylish, because the only real difference is the shirt and the tie looking a bit different. I don't think much. I think the jeans changed. I mean, there's that guy on Instagram. What's he called? Doctor Who Collector, I think he's called. And I followed him for a while, and he shows like loads of Doctor Who images. Are you just putting every Matt Smith look on that tier while
stylish.
I'm talking?
It's stylish like Billie Eilish.
But I've seen him start like posting things being like, oh, that he wears these jeans, or in this one he wears these jeans. And like as a collector and knowing the difference, I can appreciate it. But to me, I was always like, just wearing black jeans, man. I don't know the difference. So visually, they're all very similar. So my point is, I would rank them all in a similar level. I think personally, I think they're all stylish. I have worn that outfit as a cosplay before. I don't think it looks particularly strong compared to wearing a Jodie outfit or something more notable, or even a Matt Smith Series 7B. Because that one is much
look,
better.
That's a hot look. That's a hot off the press look. That was like, wow. Everyone was like, that should have been it from the start.
Do you want to talk about that now as well?
Yes, absolutely I do. I think it was...
We're going all Matt Smith, baby.
It was an interesting way to spice things up for the 50th anniversary, for Matt Smith's final half of a season, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I find it weird that it was only introduced then, but I suppose, I don't know, it feels like it was the Pons saga. Like, this was his outfit with the Pons, and he very much felt like he needed to change, not only emotionally, but in his wardrobe as well, as we saw in The Snowman, and then in The Bells of St. John. But it's a banging look. It's great. It sticks with the same theme as the original, but it's a little bit of spice. Adds a little bit of spice, and the Doctor in a long coat, I mean, you're not going to lose, are you?
That's very true. There's a lot of real detailed explanation that you gave there, so I'm going to try and compete with that. It's the best Doctor Who outfit. Put it in top tier. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Why? It's the same principle as this one. How does it get bumped up two places?
The Series 7B outfit?
Yeah. I just want to know your justification.
It's just the perfect Doctor outfit. I don't know what it is, but it's like, if someone asked me to picture a Doctor's outfit, that is how I would picture it. Like, he just has it nailed. I think the tweed jacket was a very kind of... It was a unique look, and it suited Matt. But I think going for the more fancy purple coat with a proper waistcoat and the chain and the bow tie being, like, kind of blending in more with it, it just looks so much more, like, formal and fancy. And I think it suited him so much better. Like, I wish he'd done more episodes with that outfit.
Okay. All right. I'll agree. It's a fashion icon.
I think
icon.
It's definitely fashion icon, absolutely. It's a shame that his poor head and shoulders didn't quite make the cut in the picture.
Yeah, no, it's quite a funny image. Okay.
It's a bit rough. It's a bit rough. All right. He also mentioned, was it the 7th Doctors and the 12th?
I missed one of them. I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of them I think cut out a little bit. I think he said 7th Doctor and then 12th. I'm fairly sure, but
okay, well, where's
I
Sylvester?
Could be wrong.
Right here.
I can see a couple of Sylvester's. What do you think of Sylvester's outfit?
I like his hat. I like the hat that he has. I think the Doctor should have a hat.
He gets points for the umbrella, because I really like the umbrella.
Yes.
And I use that on a day-to-day basis, and I have been asked sometimes, is that a Doctor Who umbrella? And I go, yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had a couple of people spot that and go, that's Doctor Who, and I'm like, yes,
that's
it
lovely.
Is. Wow.
That's lovely,
yeah.
That.
It's proper lovely, that is. Let me tell you, bag on love, it's proper lovely.
I don't know. Look, this is someone speaking that is trying to get back into, or trying to get into, I should say, classic Doctor Who. I always find it a little bit corny when there are question marks on the outfit.
Yeah.
I think it's very on the nose. The umbrella, you can kind of get away with it because some umbrellas do that unintentionally. You know, it's part of their design to have a handle down like that. So.
Yeah.
That's more clever, but with the vest, I'm pretty sure Sylvester's vest, the Sylvester, has question marks on it, does it not?
It does. It's the one that pops up then in the Centenary. I mean, there's an even better picture of it near the bottom, you can see, where he's holding the umbrella and has the question mark vest.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's...
Use
that's
that, or...
So
wow.
Where would you...
I mean,
where
he has two very different distinct outfits, like colour scheme-wise, doesn't he? He has kind of like the creamy coat and then the brown one.
Yeah.
So... Depends
so what?
On which one
where,
you pick, really.
What do you think? What do you? Because I can't make up my mind as to what my thoughts are on the Seventh Doctor's outfit.
I feel like objectively I should say that it is stylish, but looking at it, I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh gosh, we're hot. Like, of course, all the new Who kids put the classic Doctor down the worst tier. It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a fashion disaster, not at all. And besides, Colin Baker's in top spot, so don't be coming for us classic fans.
Yeah, true.
The only thing you should be coming for is a subscribe button. You should be clicking it right now.
Oh, I wouldn't call to action at a low point. But that's okay.
Who says it's a low point? Maybe everyone's cheering right now, like, yes, this is the perfect list. 11 followed by 6, followed by 2 13s, followed by 4 11s, followed by a 7. I mean, what's not to love?
I think you're absolutely right. That's pretty on brand.
Okay, and then the last one he said was the 12th Doctor's Velvet Jacket.
Yeah,
do we need to talk about this one, or can we just both agree where it's going to go without even discussing it?
Yep,
I think you know
okay.
where to put it.
I will just move it up the board, and you and I both know where we're going to drop it. I'm watching. Oh, it's a fashion icon, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fashion icon. It's a fashion icon. I might argue that Matt Smith's purple coat goes slightly before it if we're ordering left to right, best to worst.
Goes slightly before. It is slightly before it, isn't it?
No, like as in, like, put it to the left. Like, whatever's on the far left is the best one. I think that was how we were doing it, right?
Oh, so you'd argue that
so,
Matt
like,
Smith
on fashion icon,
better.
We've got 7B, Matt Smith, then Capaldi Velvet, then Colin Baker.
Yeah, right. So
you
still think Matt Smith's is the best?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I did not expect this from you tonight.
But that could change very easily. Do you want me to change it right now?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Well, just let's... We're obviously joking about... You know, let's not talk about it. Capaldi's velvet coat, iconic. There's not much needs to be said about it. That was his, like, proper defined Doctor look.
Yeah.
Like, for me. Even though he spent all of Series 8 with a very similar look that was quite cool, that, for me, was like, oh yeah, Capaldi's, like, peaked. And every time I saw that red velvet jacket in a future episode, I was like, yes! He's brought it back! Saw it in the pilot in Series 10, I was like, oh, they know. That velvet coat, the velvety one, it's gorgeous, it's gorgeous. But, not his best outfit.
Okay.
So, Crispy, if you can look in the picture gallery and go onto the second row and pick the image 7th from the left.
Oh.
It's quite near the middle, is what I meant, really. But...
Oh.
Uh-huh.
A certain lie of the land.
Yeah, the coat he only wears in... he wears it in Extremis in the flashbacks with Missy and the Vault, and he wears it in Lie of the Land... I think there might be a tiny piece of it in World Enough in Time in like a flashback at one point. But that Victorian coat that's kind of like a bit worn out with the fancy gold buttons on the back, I think was the first proper, or if not the first, one of the first proper coats that I got a replica of because I loved it so much. And it is just one of the coolest coats. And I think even though the red velvet jacket is a more iconic look for him, objectively speaking, I think the Victorian kind of grey worn out coat with especially with the cuffs all like loose pot poking out of the sleeves is just objectively better.
I could not agree more with you.
Thank you. See, we know our fashion. And I would argue I would make a case for it being better than the 7B Matt Smith outfit.
You think this is the best Doctor Who outfit of all time?
I don't know about objectively best, but my favourite definitely. It's objectively very high up there. I don't know if it would quite be the best. It would definitely be fighting for a top spot in my rank.
I'll put it there for now because I do. I think I really do agree with. I forgot about that look, if I'm being honest. But looking at it now,
how could you forget?
Because, as you said, it's only in a handful of appearances. But
I'm appalled with this man, folks. I'm appalled with this man.
I love it, Troy. I love it. I absolutely love it. Doctor Who fashion wasn't something I really thought about, you know, Doctor looks. I think we're going to get a lot with Shuti Gatwa, so I'm intrigued to see how that goes. I reckon we should have an episode in the future where we rank all of Shuti's outfits from season one. I'm so excited for Doctor Who's first episode.
Well, I was going to say I was a bit sad that I discovered that 14 and 15 were not in this tier list. And I was going to suggest that you just get like this, like a really random picture of Shuti's face and just slip it in somewhere, like wherever we'd rank his outfits.
Okay,
could be quite funny.
Where do you want Shuti's outfit then?
15's definitive look with the proper jacket and the orange sweat, the orange jumper, the proper one that got 2 seconds of screen time, fashion icon.
Okay, bang.
Maybe below Colin Baker. I don't think it's like one of the best outfits, but like it suits him. It's why I fight for it so much. I'm not trying to be like the cool kid who's trying to be edgy and pick the thing that no one's saying. I honestly don't like his Church and Ruby Road look nearly as much. I think it works, But as outfits go, I think it only works the way it does because of Shooty. Objectively, outfit-wise, yeah. I'm gonna go on the firing line and say it's quite a bad outfit. I don't, objectively speaking, I don't think it's a very good outfit, but I think it works because Shooty pulls it off.
Shooty could, yeah, wear anything. Like,
whereas his initial reveal outfit is a great outfit to begin with, and therefore Shooty's like just fashion sense just, yeah, elevated even further.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
And especially
could
with the cowboy hat, staring at Ruby for like 10 seconds. I'm like, why wasn't this? I'm going to always say it. Why wasn't it the main outfit in the first episode?
Shame.
It infuriates me. So yeah, just put Shooty's face there or something.
Okay.
Just because he is a fashion icon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the editing, because as soon as you put anything else in fashion icon, you'll have to move Shooty's face along. So can we have a hotline caller, and hopefully it's someone who picks out a fashion icon outfit and then makes your job harder, because I'm sat here like Dr. Evil. Like,
this is going to be a nightmare to edit.
I need a cat to stroke as I'm manipulating things in, to
here
get my
we
way.
Go. We have Three Willy Boy. Hello. Three Willy Boy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Three Willy Boy.
Hey, Three Willy Boy here, a.k.a. Josh. AKA the first ever member of this channel. I would have to say Parody's second outfit from the Xylem Invasion was my favorite. I liked how it was simple and just like a hoodie. Subscribe to Crispy.
What was that last bit?
Subscribe to Crispy.
Oh, yes. Oh,
actually, if you hadn't heard that, I shouldn't have said it out loud. What's wrong with me?
I heard so proud of Crispy, and I was like, finally someone is proud of me.
I'm not proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
No.
Hoodie look. What do you think of the hoodie look?
I mean, there's a... where is the hoodie? I mean, there's a couple. I mean, yeah, the image that I don't like is the... Oh, there's that one, but there's also the one where he's waving on set. You can see the top right image.
Oh, yep.
That one really defines it. I'm going to be real with you. I mean, I like started wearing like a long coat with a hoodie underneath, and I was like, oh, it's the Capaldi coat combo, because I thought it was all cool. It's not great. It depends on the combination, but especially that outfit there, I know, is the one where he has like the grey plaid pants on from like Magician's Apprentice, and it's one of the most visual diarrhea horrid clashes I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It worked in some where he had the darker pants and a black hoodie, and like the undershirt was like darker. Like the image that you picked out a minute ago, the one that's in the middle now, the top row, the one left, the smile look, that's where they'd like nailed the coat hoodie combo, I think. But that one next to it, white t-shirt, black hoodie partially zipped up, coat under it, plaid pant. Oh no, one of the low points for Doctor Who costumes, in my opinion.
My
I gotta
gosh,
be real with
you. Troy,
I
wow.
did not like that.
Okay,
I did not
well,
like
we'll
it.
Put that in fashion disaster, and I'm putting the.
You're just
other
gonna
one
let me have that? I mean, it does. Okay. The colors do blend in. Oh, I know.
What do you want to put it in? It's stylish, or do you not agree?
I don't know. What would you say? You have the call here.
I think Capaldi, like as we've said, his iconic outfits are the red velvet, are the the one he has in Live the Land. I think, you know, a more casual Doctor is cool. I like the fact that even you started doing the combo, because for some reason in series 9 and 10, you know, Moffat was like, hey, let's make it so accessible for everyone to have a sonic screwdriver, let's give them glasses, hey, let's make the Doctor's outfit very basic that anyone could do it. So maybe that's the thinking. Maybe Capaldi was just like, hey, it's cold on set and I want to be comfortable, thanks.
I was going to say, I can't give Moffat too much credit, because it wasn't like I'm going to dress up and it's going to be like Capaldi. It was just a hang on, I've got a hoodie and a coat combo. Oh, that's a bit like Peter Capaldi. It wasn't intentional. I just kind of realized it and went,
it's in your subconscious, and you know it.
No, it's not. The only thing in my subconscious is Baldur's Gate 3. Anyway, so it's not even in my subconscious, it's in my conscience.
Yeah, that's
everywhere.
Right at the forefront.
Right at the forefront. Help me. How many times am I going to mention? There needs to be a counter now, a drinking game, every time I mention that. Go back the last like 10 or so episodes, drink every time I say it.
Yeah.
And then don't send me medical bills. So, we have not talked about David Tennant yet. I think we have to make sure we acknowledge the Tennant at some point.
My dad.
So I don't know if a caller has mentioned it. Do you know if any callers have mentioned Tennant?
I
know
you sometimes. So.
You sometimes listen ahead and you put banger, so I'm just wondering if you found any bangers involving Tennant.
No, I don't think any.
All right, then let's just... I mean, the thing is with Tennant, there's a few pictures of him, and there could have been, like, about 50, because there's so many combinations of, shirt and tie for one thing.
Mm.
That, like, again, it's because of Doctor Who collector, but also because I own about four of his ties. So I'm going to just shout out the swirly tie, if anyone knows the swirly tie. It's the one that Matt Smith ends up wearing in 11th Hour. Which
yeah.
I think I've said before, I always find funny. When Tennant wore it, it was a printed swirly pattern. When Matt's wearing it, it's embroidered. The swirls have been stitched onto the tie. So they're different ties. Even though it's the same design, they made a different one that's embroidered when Matt Smith wore it. Which is so strange, but the embroidered one is better, and it's the one I own. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. But that's his best tie. So
yep.
That's like the Partners in Crime look, I think. I know he wears it in that, I think. This is me really stretching my brain right now. However, let's just reduce it to brown suit, blue suit. Which one's better, Crispy?
Blue suit.
Ooh!
Maybe just because he wears it less. I don't know.
I think the red Converse really make it pop.
Yes.
I think
yes.
That might be part of it.
It does.
Because the brown is such an iconic one, and like... I kind of would say that ends up winning because of that, but objectively speaking, maybe the blue suit is better. And also, I should really fight for it because the first episode I saw, he had a blue suit, Smith and Jones.
Well.
And
okay,
it was also the first time he'd worn it. You know, it's poetry.
Would you wear it, Troy?
Would I wear it? It's a fashion icon. Absolutely, I'd wear it.
All right.
Put both of it. Put his brown suit up there as well. Pick a brown one.
Gosh.
That's also a blue one, Crispy.
We're not picking favourite. Oh, is it? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a blue one with a long coat, but it deserves it. The long coat makes it awesome. Put it up there as well. Matt Smith gets to dominate It's Stylish, whereas David Tennant gets to dominate Fashion Icon. I can't wait for the comments now where everyone goes, David Tennant being put to the front again. Oh, he's like BBC.
Gosh.
Listen, there's a reason that he's used so much, okay? It's because he is brilliant. If you don't like him, then, well, sucks to be you. So, moving on.
Aye.
Crispy, how are we doing on runtime? We might need to wrap this up soon.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Let's listen to one more caller and we'll call it a day, hey?
Oh, let's... call it a day.
Right.
We one more caller and then, do you know what? Maybe we should do a quick fire round.
Okay, cool. All right.
We take it in turns. Every 10 seconds, we name an outfit, we put it in there, we don't argue.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
One more caller.
Rufus, hello. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Crispy. Hi, Troy. My favourite Doctor Who costume is Peter Capaldi's hoodie costume. It's just so relatable and so cool, especially when he's wearing the sonic sunglasses.
Well, that proves my point.
Oh, Rufus, I'm so sorry.
Rufus has been sat there crying
about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Rufus,
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Rufus.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what are you doing? Hey, I saw that. Audio listeners, he just took the smile hoodie and put it from okay, the second to worst tier, and slid it right up into fashion icon. No, bring it down to It's Stylish, okay? That's our compromise.
Yeah, fine.
That is not going... No, do you know what? I'd wear that. It's getting away with not having enough in there. Put it in there. We would wear it. It's casual. I'd wear that. Going second to top. I'll take that.
Fine. All right.
Okay,
Crispy. Quick fire. Let's do it.
Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give us a 2 minute countdown, okay? I'm going to start a stopwatch, and every 10 seconds, we are going to bounce to each other, give an outfit, give it a place. If we have time to say
why,
we can't argue. We have to go with whatever we say here, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you want this 2 minutes too much, or do you want how many outfits do you want to do? Because two minutes means we get six each.
Let's go.
All right. Who's starting? Shall I start?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. First off, Night of the Doctor Paul McGann on the bottom row. That is a very stylish outfit. Don't know if I'd wear it, but I really, really like it. So I'm kind of considering putting it in. I'd wear that.
Okay.
Crispy,
go. I will agree. Green John Pertwee. That's fashion icon. Hands down. Are you seeing that right now?
I'm seeing that we're running over on time. It's my fault. Go. Speed up.
Bang.
Okay, next up, Christopher Eccleston. It's okay. I like it, but it's there's not much going on for it.
Oofed. That's rough.
Sorry, I love you, Christopher. I really do.
Capaldi's debut outfit, The Magician. What do you think?
It's stylish.
I'm going to go okay. Top of the okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm struggling now. Peter Davison's outfit. It's okay.
Okay. Too many questions.
I think we gave ourselves too many outfits here. We covered every Doctor. No, we haven't covered some of the classics. Where's the second Doctor and the first Doctor?
I don't see them in here. Oh, the first Doctor's here. The first Doctor's here.
Crispy, you do that. What do you think of the first Doctor's outfit?
I'd wear it for sure.
You would not wear that. We've completely right. Let's just stop. We've ruined this. The stopwatches, and we're not keeping up there.
Wow.
But you would wear the first Doctor's outfit.
Yeah. He's,
I'm looking at that picture and imagining your smug grin at the top of it. I can't picture it.
Yes, my boy.
Okay. Well, yeah. We haven't put a fourth Doctor or a second Doctor, and I can see that a second Doctor is very top right, one from the right. That's Patrick Troughton's. What would you say about that? I think that's okay. I don't think there's much going on for it.
No, it's stylish. It's literally the same as Matt Smith's.
Is it? Oh, yeah, but I think Matt Smith wears it better. Sorry, Patrick.
Gotta put
some
respect to Patrick's name.
Sorry. Let's pick a fourth Doctor one, and then I've got the perfect one to end off on.
Okay, where's the fourth Doctor?
There's the red, the long red coat and the red scarf, which is third from the right on the top row. But his iconic one is second from the right on the second row.
Oh,
that
there
one.
It is.
Yeah, there
okay,
it is.
Okay, yeah. What do you want to do with that?
Can we put it anywhere other than fashion icon?
I think the long coat is part of Doctor Who's DNA.
He's not. No. Is that the best outfit? No,
it has to be.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'll allow it for the scarf.
Yeah, that's just the scarf alone. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
But the red coat with the red scarf on that front row, I mean, just even though I can't see his head, it just gives me mum come pick me up from school, I'm scared vibes. Like, it just doesn't look quite as good. I would put that in okay.
Yeah.
His red coat. And I think even he said he wasn't a big fan of that outfit, or correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, we finish, Crispy, by picking on the top row, fifth from the left, is John Pertwee in a very fancy jacket. And look at that. He's making... I said fifth from the left, Crispy. Good grief, buddy. Good grief, man. There he is.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't know his left from right here, folks. He's been exposed. Look, he's on a hotline. He's calling Who's There, Doctor Who podcast.
He's calling
for us
Who?
To wrap it up.
Oh, my god!
But
gosh.
I think put him in a fashion icon. Give him another fashion icon.
Yeah,
John Pertwee was a fashion icon.
That'll do.
I feel really bad now that Capaldi's the only thing in Fashion Disaster.
but we did put
another variant of it up in the top, all right? So we'll allow it. So
okay.
There we go.
Everyone
There's
relax.
Our rough tier
wow.
list. Oh, okay, all right. One more.
Oh, gosh,
pretend
which
this
one?
Came first because we can't not include the TV movie one.
Okay.
Bottom row, fourth from the left. I just realized, it's, do you know what it is? It's because so many are decapitated, it's so hard to work out
it
where they are.
It is hard to work out, yeah, okay.
When I was like, when we started this, I was going to start with Paul McGann, and I couldn't spot the TV movie one, so I went Night of the Doctor, because I do like that one as well. So we finished with the TV movie, where's that going?
I'd wear that.
Much like his shoes in the movie, they fit perfectly. I'd wear that too.
Perfect. Wow.
There you go.
And just like
that... Look at
that
tier list.
I mean... We learnt a lot today. We learnt about fashion. We learnt about the right coats to wear. We learnt about colour theory. I think we learnt about a lot of things. But here's some new information for you, Troy. Are you ready?
What?
What's happening next week? It's a rather big week.
It is. It's episode 100.
Oh, my gosh. 100 times we have recorded. Wow.
How I don't know how I still tolerate you, to be honest. Anyway, what's the surprise? What's the thing I don't know?
Oh, no, I can't tell you. But next week, there will be a surprise at the start of the episode. So
oh,
you
wow,
have to tune
okay.
in.
Right.
You have to tune in.
You little villain.
It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for watching and listening. This has been a very fun discussion about fashion.
Heck yeah. I love it.
I'm going to go and play some video games while chilling in my very... chill Jodie t-shirt now, because I'm a fashion icon just for wearing Jodie's shirt, and
Amen.
You are, no matter what you're wearing at home, you're all fashion icons.
Yeah, all of you listening, thank you very, very much, and we will see you in episode 100. Thank
crazy
you
times.
Crazy, crazy times.
Crazy. Alan Z, baby.
Alan Z.